You guys ready for the Word of God? All right. We're in a series called O Come All Ye Stressful. How many of you can agree that Christmas season could be a stressful season? We know from last week there's good stress. That's the kind of stress that pushes us to accomplish things. It pushes us to do things. For example, right before a test, a little bit of stress helps you study more, right? When a deadline is due, a little bit of stress makes you study and makes you, prepare better. I love when I know I have to preach on Sunday. Saturday night is the most productive time of my preparation because I have to take like 5 sermons and put it into one. That's a lot of stress. So there's good stress, there is bad stress. Bad stress is the kind you cannot control anymore. You cannot stop it. It lingers in your soul. It feels like there is a war in your soul. Have you ever had the feeling there was a war in your soul? There was a storm in your soul. That's the kind of stress that we don't want. That's the kind of stress that ruins everything. It ruins our life. Husbands, have you ever gotten in a fight with your spouse, wives, with your husband? And there was something wrong with your soul after that. You couldn't put a finger on it, but there was something wrong with your soul. I've had those. If you've been married long enough, you've probably had those too. That's why the Bible says, do not let the sun go down on your anger. Why? Because it hurts your soul. You can have all the food you want in the refrigerator. You can have all the money in a bank, all your bills paid. But if your soul is damaged, you can never enjoy life to the fullest. Damaged soul. Damaged soul. David writes in Psalm chapter 23, verse 3, just 4 words. He, who is he? God. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. I can guarantee you almost, I'm speculating of course, but I can almost guarantee that David tried other sources to have his soul restored. If you live in this world, you probably, if not today, if not yesterday, you will probably get your soul beat up and soul damaged. Just living in this world. What's the biggest way that human soul is damaged is break of relationships. And mainly 2 kinds. Here's what damages a human soul. Break of relationships. Relationship with God and relationships with people. I'm in a season of life where I'm very protective of my soul. Solomon writes in Proverbs, he says, above all else, guard your heart because out of it flows life. Okay? So here's what he means. Guard your soul. Pastor, what is soul? Well, it's your personality. It's your intellect. It's your mind. It's your emotions. It's your attitude, it's who you are. And Bible says guard that. You know, we guard our body, we put clothes on it, but how do you guard your soul? How do you protect your soul from being damaged? Because you can have everything you want, but your soul is damaged. There is a famous skateboarder, and he also had a show on MTV. Maybe some of you know him, he made millions of dollars. He succeeded in everything. And there was an interview done with him. And I saw this video a while back where his hand is bleeding. And they're doing an interview and they're like, why is your hand bleeding? He said, I punched out a window. Why? He says, because something's wrong with my soul. Punched out a window, his whole hand, knuckles are bleeding. I mean, you can see the video. He punched it out because... And he has millions of dollars. And he says, I don't deserve none of it. I shouldn't have it. Something's wrong with my soul. Above all else, guard your soul. Guard your soul. Now, question I have for you today is this. How does human soul get damaged? Human soul is designed to be in relationship with God and others. So here's how a human soul is damaged. Number one, when we move away from God, your soul gets damaged. I'm not talking sin yet. You can live not sinning, but if you move away from God, the source of our energy, the source of our strength, soul gets damaged. In my hand, I have a light bulb. In my house, I have about 100 plus light bulbs, if you count that. You do too. You have a lot of light bulbs, garage, outside, deck, right? All the master bedrooms you got and all the bathrooms and half of bathrooms you have a light bulb. Light bulb is a great invention. Light bulb is amazing. I love light bulbs. But without power, without a source of power, it's useless. It could be the best light bulb created in China. LED, 75 watt warm. But unless it is plugged in to the source, it will not shine. You have your phones with you. How many of you have a phone here? Right? It could be the best iPhone X, 8 plus, whatever. But unless it is charged, it's useless. A human soul was created like this light bulb. It has great capabilities. It could do great things. It can achieve great things in this world. But unless it stays plugged in, it cannot do what it was meant to do. If your soul is dark today, God is asking you to plug in into Him. If your soul, if there's war in your soul, God says, plug in to me. Jesus said something. He said, come to me. What? Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burden, and I will give you rest. And you will find rest for your soul. Here is why our soul gets damaged. Listen to me. It's when we move away from God. When this light bulb is removed just a little bit from the contact that's in here. I build this thing. So I this was a stand we had, and I just put this together. So don't judge my handiwork here. But if this light bulb is not completely, fully in contact with God, it could be on the socket. Notice. But it's not burning. It's not bright because it doesn't have that connection. You could look like you are connected to the source, but if you're not fully, completely connected to the source, you cannot shine. Now, why do I have 150 light bulbs in my home? Why do you have 150 light bulbs in your home? You know why? So we don't hurt ourselves. Like, think about it. Light bulbs, modern day LED light bulbs, they don't produce any heat. Why do we have so many light bulbs? They don't make us any money. Why do we have, they don't clean our house. They don't vacuum the dust, or they don't burn the dust off in the air or smell. Why do we have so many light bulbs in our home? Because as human beings, we were created for light. Bible calls us children of light. God is light. In Him there's no darkness at all. And God created us to be in the light. How many of you, when there's light shining in the sky, you feel better? When it's dim and dark, you just feel gloomy. We were created for the light. And imagine in South Dakota here, our dark time comes from 5 p.m. or 4:30 p.m. to like 8 a.m. That's a lot of darkness. And God doesn't want us to live in darkness spiritually, and He doesn't want us to live in darkness physically, but mostly spiritually. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who comes to me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. You know, light, life. Jesus said, I have come to give you life to the fullest. There is no reason a believer should live in the darkness, especially in their soul. I don't want to live in darkness. And the reason we live in darkness, because our batteries are depleted. Our batteries are low, or our battery is ready to die. It's that 1% and flashing. Please recharge. Please recharge. So how does a soul get damaged? The soul gets damaged because we move away from God. Number two, we move away from people. Human soul gets damaged when we move away from people. As a pastor of a church, we have a lot of people coming. And some people you get close with. And they, when they move, it hurts. But when they move and don't even say anything, that really hurts. I think it's going to be a while, Angie, so you can just wait. Yeah. I'm not ready to quit on this one. I'm sorry. Thank you. She was on time, 3 minutes to, but I wasn't ready. And I think you were not ready either, right? No, okay. This is a topic I think I could do a series sometimes in the spring maybe, because I want to talk to you about your soul. How does a soul get damaged? Move away from the people. Here's why it's so important to leave relationships right. Sometimes you can't help it, but you have to leave a relationship. But you have to leave it with peace, because you damage your soul and somebody else's soul. That's why when you leave a church, people come, people go, that's fine. God moves people to other. You have to do it with peace. Otherwise, you damage the soul. That's why God hates divorce, because divorce hurts your soul. That's why God says don't date everybody. Don't love everybody till you find that somebody, because it damages your soul. It tears at your soul. These days it's dangerous to date people and not marry them. Because someday you'll be running for office and somebody will say, well, it's dangerous. That's why God says, find a person, marry the person. Don't have to worry about them coming after you when you're running for office. Now, some of those claims are legitimate, but I'm sure there's people who jump on wagon to you know, we have an enemy, accuser of brethren. That's an accusing spirit. And Bible says, one of the commandments says, do not, bear false witness. Anyway, I don't want to talk politics. That tears my soul too. Oh my goodness. That's another one. You're watching too much politics. That's why your soul is. Why doesn't a light bulb, it's hot. I'll wait for it to cool down. Why, if I had a light bulb, why wouldn't it shine? Three reasons. Number one, it's not plugged in. Number two is it's plugged into the wrong source. Did you know if I plug in this wire, take this wire and plug it in into my cable TV wire, what will happen? Nothing. Actually, it will damage this bulb. There's not enough power. Or I can take this bulb and plug it in into 240 watt. What will happen to this bulb? Explode. It will explode. And reason number three, the reason this light wouldn't shine, even though it's plugged in, burnt out. Burnt out. Are you burnt out this season? It's the end of the year. Are you burned out with life? And the reason this light bulb would be burned out, because it stayed on all the time. Human beings were created by God to work 6 days and rest on the seventh. And if you don't do that, you will burn the bulb out before it's time. This light bulb is supposed to last you 10 years. But you burned it in two because you kept it on. You kept yourself going. You never took rest. And so now you're sick. Now your back is out. Now certain body, you get fevers really easy. Why? Because you don't rest. And God said, I needed to rest. And if the creator of the universe needed to rest, you need to chill. One day a week, you need to chill. One day a week. How does a soul get damaged? Number three, ignoring the Sabbath. if you're writing this down. Number four, how does your soul get damaged? Sin. Some of you would say that's the first one. Pastor, that's the first one. Yeah, sin will damage your soul. How many of you know that lie and a lying will damage your soul? Try it. Instead of defending one lie, you'll have to defend two and three. And now you'll have to live double life because there's real you and there's a lying you. Will damage your soul. How many of you know that anger will damage your soul? Have you ever got in a fight with a spouse, friend, and then you couldn't sleep at night? What is that? Damage to your soul. That's why Bible says in Peter, 1 Peter, what is that scripture, guys? Put it on, please. Peter 3:7. 1 Peter 3:7. In the same way, you husbands must honor your wives, treat your wives with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker physically than you, but she's your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should so your prayers won't get hindered. When your soul is damaged, your prayers are hindered. Some of you pray, but your prayer doesn't reach even close to the ceiling. And that's why you stop praying, because you're not at peace with people. Do you remember Jesus said this? If you bring a gift to church, a sacrifice to church, and then you remember that your brother has something against you, your gift will not be accepted by God unless you go and make peace with your brother. When you have peace with your brother, then God can receive your gift. God cannot step over your soul, my soul. And that's why above all else, guard your soul, because out of it flows the issues of life. Guard your soul. David realized that it's impossible to never get your soul damaged. Your soul will get damaged by living in this world. People will hurt you. People will talk about you. Sometimes you see something on Facebook and it already damages your soul. Sometimes the news media will hype you up and it damages your soul. Damages your soul. Sin will damage your soul. Greed, this is a big one. I've learned this one recently. Greed will damage your soul. Here's what the Bible says. A man will be cursed if he sees a need and he can meet the need, but he chooses not to. I've experienced this, guys. Can I share this with you? Because we already collected the offering, so I'm not going to do another offering. I'm not doing another offering or anything. But there's been moments in my life that somebody came to me and, Pastor, I need money. And I'm like, I just gave at church. I don't know if I want to give anymore. And they were begging me, please, please, please. I'm like, nope, I'm not giving it. I'm already a giver. I can't be giving it to everybody. You know, we have that, that mentality. When I left, I felt something. I felt my soul was damaged. Like somebody took and scratched all over my soul. And then I remembered the verse in the Bible. He who shuts his ears to the cry of the poor and needy. It's a curse on your soul. Some of us were like, I already give to church. That means I'm not going to give anymore. No. Giving to church is just the beginning. God wants us to be generous people. Especially if we've been blessed with much. Now, if a person is drunk, use your wisdom, right? If the person is asking you for money to get high, well, you know, maybe say no and don't feel bad. But when somebody is in real need and you can do something, but you won't because you give $10 to church already, that's a problem. You will feel it in your soul. That's why unbelievers, atheists, give money. Why do they do that? Because they know it's good for the soul. Man, the soul subject is huge. It's huge. You remember God created Adam? He breathed life into him and a man became a living soul. So there was a body, but then God breathed life and a man became soul. Sin will cause soul damage. Let me just tell you one more. And this one is very popular in our country. Cursing will cause damage to your soul. Remember what Jesus says, for every idle word, he who says raka to his brother damages your soul. See, these commandments is not for God to just sit there and, oh, I want to make a commandment, you better obey. No, it damages you. When we break the commandments, they break us. They don't break God. And it breaks God's heart when the commandments break us. Man, oh man, so much to say. Connecting to foreign sources will break your soul. Guys, we know, as a Christian coming to this church, you know this, right? I've taught you this many times before, and myself too, that whenever you feel stressed out, take 5 minutes, get down on your knees in a quiet closet, and just pray. Just talk to God. Usually God tells me, please stay a little longer. I'm like, really? Okay, I'll do 5 more minutes, God. So I'll be praying. I'm like, okay, I'm done. He's like, no, would you please stay a little longer? Like God actually asks you, stay longer. But when you bow down there and just usually on a couch or whatever, just release, he restores our soul. And sometimes you think, God, but you didn't say nothing to me. God, I was standing there, you didn't say nothing. God says, I was recharging your battery. I didn't need to say anything. You already have the word. You already know what you need to do. I was just recharging you. Stay a little longer, please. Stay a little longer. I want to have a communion with you. Ever prayed and wanted to leave and God says, stay a little longer? If he did, and he will now. The reason our soul gets damaged. See, stress. Let me finish this. Stress is just a warning light on your dashboard of your car. That there's a problem. That's all it is. Guys, stress is the warning light. Stress is just the warning light that the engine is overheating. But why? Because of the damaged soul. The reason our soul is damaged is because we connect to foreign sources. What do I mean? Jeremiah 2:13. For my people have done two evil things. This is so true in my life. I'm one of those. They have abandoned me. See, a lot of times we think sin is the only thing that separates us from God and damages our soul. That's true. But you could be a Christian and you could go to church and your soul is damaged because you're disconnected. You look like you're connected. Look, I'm a lamp. I'm connected. But you're not. You're not. For my people have done two evil things. They have abandoned me. The source of living water, the fountain, the source. This is the source right here. They have abandoned the source and they started plugging themselves into fake sources. Let me see where I can plug this thing. Where do I plug this thing? Anywhere but here. Anywhere but the real source. Let me plug myself somewhere. And so here's where we plug in ourselves. We plug in ourselves into social media. We try to that be our source. We plug in ourselves into politics. And we want politics to be the source and joy in life. And politics drain us. We plug in ourselves to Netflix and Netflix drains us. We plug in ourselves into sports. And nothing wrong with Netflix sports. Politics, nothing wrong with that. But when we come to it for our life, if in the morning we wake up and that's the only place we try to get our source, if the only thing that turned on in the morning is Facebook, news media, and I don't go to the source, and this is the source. If I don't plug myself back in, get out of bed and plug myself back in, I cannot shine. And a light bulb that cannot shine is useless. And your soul, if it cannot shine, if it cannot live to the fullest, if it's not restored by the living God, is useless. It's dying. It's like a battery in your phone. It's almost dead. And why are you stressed out? Why are you like this? It's not physical. It's not physical. You're full of food. You have a warm house. You have a nice car. But the reason there's darkness, storm, and war in your soul, because you're not plugged in. I am not plugged in, and I would do anything else except plug in. Have you found yourself? There's so much to do in this world, in our city, except plug in. And God says, David says, early in the morning I will seek you. Why? Why would he do that? So he can restore my soul so he can recharge my battery. And God is not going to do like your quick whatever battery charger that you take from your iPad and put it in your iPhone and it charges twice as much. No, God loves to take his time because God is not in a hurry. And that's why he'll ask you to stay longer. This Wednesday, we're going to have prayer. And it's like, really? We're going to pray for an hour? 1 hour? Yeah. Why? It's not about praying for an hour. It's being recharged. Have you noticed when you go on vacation, you're not doing much. But when you come back, you feel what? Recharged. And then you do five times as much in a week after because you've been recharged, not doing anything. And God says, the only way you can be recharged and the only way I can restore your soul is if you plug in and stay on the charger. Connect yourself to the charger of the Word of God and let him restore your soul. Above all else, guard your soul, for out of it flows life. Connecting to foreign sources will drain your soul. There's others. I'm running out of time. How do we heal a damaged soul? How do you heal a damaged soul? Because all of us have it. How? Damaged soul is a kind of wound that we cannot fix by ourselves. What? Give me some help, self-help steps, Pastor. Just give me some 3 steps. 1, 2, 3. Well, 1 step I'm going to give you, sure. Admit that you have a damaged soul. If you're stressing out chronically, meaning bad stress, if you're stressing out, you have a damaged soul. You have a tear in your soul, and it needs restoration. And all of us have some sort of tear. But the truth is, you cannot heal the wound by yourself. You cannot fix it by yourself. I've been studying sheep, because the Bible is written in a time of sheep. Right? Sheep. Did you know something about sheep? That when a sheep gets tired, sometimes it lays down on the ground. After it lays on a side, once the sheep lays on the side, it cannot get back up. Sheep are animals that have no ability, when they're on their back, to get back up. And they actually will lay on the back and kick until they die. And then they'll give up and die. Can I show you a little video? All right, watch this video. I'm going to turn this light off. It's quick. Sound.
Hello, I'm Andy Nicholas. I'm a sheepdog trainer in England. I'd like to tell you how you might be able to do a sheep a big favour and save its life. If you're a person who likes to go out walking in the countryside, it's a good idea to keep your eyes open for any sheep that might have got on their backs. Unlike many other animals, sheep don't roll onto their backs for a good scratch or even for fun. And they certainly don't sleep on their backs. This sheep is in a desperate position. If it can't get back onto its feet very soon, it'll die. Sheep are particularly prone to getting cast, as it's called, in the run-up to lambing time. That's during the spring. With the extra weight of their lambs inside them, the pregnant mums are very top-heavy. And if they roll over, that extra weight makes it extremely difficult for them to get back up again. If you see a sheep in this position, it's very easy to save its life. Simply walk quietly and steadily up to it and roll it over. Once it's the right way up again, the sheep will probably run back to the flock. But as you can see, this sheep's still quite wobbly. She was probably on her back for some time and is finding it hard to balance again. If this is the case, it's worth pausing to make sure it doesn't fall over again. When I helped her up, this ewe panicked so much, she nearly toppled over again in her haste to get away from me. This is because she was already in shock. She knew she was in terrible danger of dying on her back. Sometimes, if you see
we don't need a sheep lesson.
As you approach it, the sheep...
You know what this is called when sheep goes on their back? It's called cast down. It's called cast down. That's what it's called. David writes in Psalm, he says, "Why are you cast down? Oh, my soul, put your hope in God." I never knew till I studied sheep that what David was saying, I felt like David says, I'm just down. No, he says, cast down. He meant sheep term. Why am I like sheep? Ever felt like sheep? upside down in your life and can't get up. And eventually what sheep do, they give up and they die. They can't help themselves. And here's what I wanted to say. How do you deal with a damaged soul? How do you restore? How do you heal a damaged soul? Just like the lamb cannot turn itself, it needs help from a shepherd. We need help also. And that takes courage and humility to admit, Jesus, I need help. Please restore my soul. My soul is upside down. And if you don't help me, I'm going to die. And have you ever seen people just give up and they're still alive, but they're dead already inside. They have no life in them. You're alive with no life. And you try to fill it with alien things from alien sources. That's when people fill it with drugs because their soul is damaged. Soul is empty. This light bulb was created in need of this source.
Thanks for tuning in to New Life Sermon Series Online. If you're blessed by these messages and are interested in helping spread the Word of God to others, make an investment today. You can give at newlifechurchsf.org. If you have a story or a testimony to share, let us know on our website as well. We hope you have a blessed day and enjoy today's message by Pastor Alex.